How we doing, everybody? Hope everybody is doing okay out there. What I want to say to all the you truck drivers out there, for the guys who that are new coming into the trucking business, I understand some individuals have to. You got to do what you got to do in a lot of cases. However, if you can avoid getting a company, you see these advertisements now that are going on with, you know, we'll pay for your schooling, we'll pay for your training, we'll pay for you to go and everything. Some of you may be aware, some of you may not be aware. You're obligated to go and drive for these companies for, you know, anywhere from 2 to 3 years. I would suggest not doing that and not being indebted to a company off some type of contract that worked for them for the next couple of years. Now, again, I'm not discouraging anyone who may be in a situation where you may have to do that. But the problem is that you may not be able to go and seek other opportunities due to that, if you guys are not fully aware how that works. But it's pretty straightforward. I would suggest that if you can, it's better to go ahead on and get some type of funding or pay for it on your own or whatever the case may be. But right now, the trucking industry is hurting. A lot of the guys who are signing these contracts to go and drive for these trucking companies are pretty much treated just like a SAP driver. They take advantage of what you may need to do when you're in SAP and you have to be there to complete your follow-ups. Or they take advantage of the fact that you don't have the money to actually attend school, so they sign you for these, you know, these terms, which makes you obligated to be an employee of theirs for some time, and I'm not sure exactly what truck driving school the cost of it is, but I want to say, at least right now, I want to say $5,000 to, at worst case scenario, $7,000. But they may receive some type of grant funding, discount funding, for you to basically give up 3 years, maybe 2 years of your life indebted to this company. Again, with the way the industry is going right now, these companies, they're trying to, and I've always felt like drivers were underpaid. I do feel like drivers is not worth it. You're blamed for everything as a truck driver. And again, I'm not knocking the industry, but the truth is the industry is not like forthcoming with everything that they put out there. It's a very deceptive business. And I never liked that coming in as a driver. I was fortunate. A lot of the good situations are not advertised. A lot of the times when you see situations that are highly advertised, and right now you're seeing truck driver advertisement everywhere just about. And that's not because things are great. When you see that things, usually when something is great, you don't really have to advertise it as much. So for the most part, when you get into these situations, everything is not what you think. Everything is not, particularly when they're advertising to the degree that they're advertising it. There's a lot of you know, deceptive information that is giving out in the trucking business. There's a lot of companies right now that are actually, you know, that are closing their doors. And then on top of it, All of these come. It's great when you're going through the process and when you get in the door, but when things take a turn for the worse, a lot of times or drivers put in a situation, you as a driver are going to be blamed. You are going to be the reason for everything. No matter what the circumstances is, the way that the insurance companies are raising rates on companies and this and that, this clearinghouse, there's been so much regulation in what an individual does on their private time. It's just not worth it. And it's so not worth it because if you go and you go work for a company, you're obligated to work for them based on the fact that they may have paid for your training. And in event that, you know, something occurs where you have a situation on your off time, you know, you're obligated to pay that company. You know, even if you go somewhere, you know, I don't know what all the legal situations that are involved, but you're obligated to pay them if you're not obligated to already work for them for the next 2 to 3 years. And I never really liked that idea. Something like a CDL driver is a very independent type of situation where you make the calls and you make the decisions. You may feel obligated to do certain things just because a company pays for your license. You may feel obligated to do certain things outside of the right of what a truck driver authority is, you know, to be able to say no on certain situations. But a lot of companies, they, you know, a lot of times I can see where a driver could feel the obligation of just doing things outside of safety measures just because of the simple fact that, hey, this company, they paid for me. I'm going to take the risk. I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do whatever they ask. They was nice enough to, you know. Not to say that you can't get past those situations, but you don't want that burden hanging over you. Because now with the way that the market is going, particularly in the trucking business, and the way that you know, brokers are not actually, you know, compensating drivers, you know, right now. You know, a lot of drivers would definitely tell you right now that, you know, the rates are not up, and it's just, and certain things, it's just not worth it right now when you have all these obligations, bills, and truck payments. In a lot of cases, you pay for your own fuel, you pay for your own toll, you pay, you know, it costs a bit to operate, particularly as an owner operator. But just as a company drivers are not getting compensated what they normally should. And I think a lot of people would agree. A lot of drivers are probably fed up with this industry, and you know, with all the drivers that have been driven out of this business, you know, due to the clearinghouse and stuff like that. And we're talking about good drivers. We're talking about reputable drivers who have, you know, clean driving records, clean everything, you know, DAT reports and everything. They're still, you know, they were forced out of this business to things that weren't even related to driving. So that just lets you know how much liability and responsibility that drivers take on. So I will hope that anybody that decides to get involved in the trucking business, if you decide, do not, and again, everybody's situation is different. So I don't want to discourage nobody who feel that that's a route that they may have to go. But as long as they understand the obligation that they may have to, you know, take on as far as working for a company and be obligated to that company. And there's so many things within a company that can make you decide to, you know, want to quit. Because by you being new, you're there's a lot of things that you won't come to learn and realize that you had the authority to do or say or not do within a few years. And so companies can take advantage of you in a lot of ways. You know, companies can take advantage full and complete. And not to mention, as a CDL driver, you got to understand that you can go to prison based on certain things that are put in place. And it's not, and this is not to scare you. Again, truck driving can be a good career. It can be a good, lucrative career. And it should be. But there's been so much that has come into play that has made it very distasteful being in the industry. Trust me, I wouldn't even have a hard time recruiting individuals into this business. But knowing where the business is going, knowing where the industry is going, I would not lead nobody astray. I wouldn't want to tell nobody, you know, I mean, because there's a lot that I learned being in the business. There was a lot that I learned that came my way that it was like, wow, nobody never told me this, you know. And I had to learn, you know, kind of pretty much, you know, on the job training pretty much. It's not as, you know, straightforward as they make things appear initially. And the one thing, I hate the deception that comes with truck driving. There's so much deception. There's so much false information that is given. There's so much false hope there is given. And then there's a lot of surprises that comes along with it that you would not even expect. And I learned that over a period of time. And I just, you know, if I could help somebody understand what they're dealing with and getting involved with, that was the mission that I set out to do, for the most part, when it comes to the trucking industry, because there was so many things. Now, when you get in and you understand what all you're dealing with and what you're faced with and everything, then okay. But I just don't like the idea of walking into a door and not knowing what's on the other side. And that's just the facts. And a lot of you guys and women, when you come into that business, you will come to learn that, wow, this everything is not as you expect is what they tell you. You know what I mean? And again, this is not to discourage anyone, because it could be a good situation. This is for those people who expect certain things, and because of what they were told, and those situations, you know, don't occur, or there's more to it in order to accomplish those situations. And again, as I spoke before, the way that the industry is going right now, you know, I would run away from the trucking business. You got to do what you have to do. You have a family. You got to do what you got to do. Trust me, by all means, I want to give a, you know, complete parallel situations to, you know, it can be good. It could be, you know, there's some benefits. Don't get me wrong. But again, for a lot of people, I think a lot of people who's already in this business, who's been in this business, is starting to realize how much, you know, things are not as they once were before, or things are not as what they were initially supposed to be. And that's what I don't like about it, because I still see a lot of the information that is given to new truck drivers coming into this business, or, you know, that was given 15 years ago. And a lot of drivers can tell you that is not the case. That is not the case. And again, anytime that you can see all of this advertisement coming up right now for trucking, it's not because things are great. Trust me. It's not. It's not because things are great and there's just this great opportunity and things are going to be this and things are going to be that. It's not because it's that great. No. Because anything that's great, anything that's believable, anything that's valuable in a lot of ways, anything that's just, you know, sometimes too good to be true, 9 times out of 10 is not what it says. It's not what it is. And I hate the deception when it comes to that. And I think that, you know, again, this clearinghouse is basically has done more damage than good as far as economy wise. And I want to, again, state this because I feel that if there was a lot of statistical situations, you know, where people were involved in, you know, accidents due to marijuana, I would feel like, you know, I could relate a little bit more. But I mean, I'm just being honest with you. You know, there's no connection to most drivers who have been involved in accidents who were directly under the influence of any marijuana or anything like that, as far as being intoxicated. When we're talking about 100 and some drivers out, you know, and they were saying 100 and some drivers out, you know, a year and a half ago, over 100 and some drivers out due to this situation. I would imagine that number is a lot more higher at this point. You know, I would imagine, you know, it's somewhere probably close to, you know, 200,000 possibly now. And just the way the industry is going right now, you know, and how everything just shifting as far as the industry is concerned, I feel like you know, you're better off maybe perhaps getting into brokering or something, in my opinion. I just don't, and I think a lot of drivers, again, do need to stand up as far as not being controlled by the insurance companies and the companies. And again, I don't feel every company is in agreement with the insurance companies because it obviously raises their premiums and everything. But the best that I could do was speak on these issues because I just feel like I see so much hypocrisy with it and wrongfully finger pointing up and a whole lot of pre-assumptions about a lot of situations which drivers have not even encountered, and why so many drivers are not even in the business anymore is driving trucks. But again, this is an issue that I feel that every driver needs to be involved in. And again, 420, every driver needs to park their truck. Just park their truck in support of not just things that, you know, drivers feel they should do on their off time, in support of those drivers who are not even working now because of this clearinghouse situation, as well as, you know, drivers who don't even have like a bad driving record. I mean, this is all for the good of you guys as a driver, individual drivers who are out there doing everything right, who's doing everything right prior to. I don't feel that no driver should have to be subject to a clearinghouse in which they're going to continue to be judged. I think that information should be anonymous to any company as long as they're doing everything they need to do behind the scenes. Why is it that information have to be, where a company can discriminate? Because there's a lot of discrimination that is taking place because of drivers' pre-employment, situations. That just shouldn't be. So a lot of the things behind the scenes as far as pulling in new drivers, a lot of these new drivers need to be aware of what they're dealing with. If everything was all that great and fine and dandy, trust me, you would not see. All I see is ads of drivers, companies advertising for drivers. And, again, if the industry was that great, you wouldn't need to advertise as much as you're advertising. And that's just the fact. So, again, I would tell every driver, if you can, go another route with getting and achieving your CDLs. If you feel that that's something you want to do, you want to get into this industry, I would not go the route of obtaining it for and from a company who is going to put you under contract to work for them, despite whatever differences or whatever changes in your life or whatever whatever it may be. Look at all of, every avenue. Cross your T's, dot your I's. If that is something that is fitting for you, that may not perhaps change in the future, and you could do it, by all means, do it. I mean, it guarantees you some job security for, next 2 or 3 years. However, it may not be a situation that may be accommodating for you, because your situations in your personal life may change. And then again, I think a lot of the naiveness that comes with being a new driver, those situations can be taken advantage of. So by all means, if you can, and if it's something you want to do, because you go drive for a trash company. When I first got my CD, I had no idea that, the limited amount of options that was available to me, because they don't initially tell you this. They tell you, hey, you get your CDL, you go out on the road for a year and blah, blah, blah. You're going to make this amount of money and so forth and so forth. And it don't take long for you to learn that that's not the case. They're going to run you here and there. They take advantage of the fact that you're new, and they take advantage of the fact that what you don't know. And right now in this trucking business, that is something that has been magnified as far as companies taking advantage of drivers and drivers not understanding, knowing their rights within this business. And again, right now with the way the industry is going, even like I said, with owner operators who can't get loads or secure loads or won't take loads because of the amount of money that they're getting paid. I've seen drivers say, man, I might as well be a company driver. So there's a lot, and I'm not saying that the industry won't change. Maybe so, maybe perhaps. I don't know, things get better. Maybe after election. But I feel like during the coronavirus time, that was a very humbling experience for a lot of people. A lot of people were forced to sit at home, and you know, and it was very stressful a lot of times for a lot of people. So, and so things change within, you know, when you're sitting at home, you know, a lot of things can change within that amount of time. So, you know, with, you know, just a lot, you know, and, but again, and with the roads being, you know, with all of the hazardous situations that are happening out there on the road and stuff like that, I just think that as a driver, I think, and one thing that I would say as a driver, that if you're out there and you're getting the respect deserved, pay wise, not so much being controlled in a lot of ways, I would say do it. But I think for what all you have to give up and risk for a lot of situations that does not contain to even the trucking business, and your off time, and not no track record of being a bad driver or anything like that, I just feel like it's not worth it. I feel like it's not worth it, and I'm being 100% honest with you. As a truck driver, I feel like it's not worth it. So I think every driver needs to stick together. And, you know, they encounter a lot of situations. Drivers deal with a lot as far as depression and all kinds of stuff being out there. You know, but, hey, people don't look at that. You know, a lot of their mental situations can have a lot to do with what they're dealing with within a company. You know, no driver should go out there with anything, particularly having to deal with the company that they're working for, with any type of burdens on their mind when they're out there on the road, because those things can be potential hazards when you're dealing with issues relating to your company. Even as a driver, with drivers who are faced with not being able to obtain work that they would have normally been able to obtain based on, you know, clearinghouses and forced into situations that they wouldn't normally take because they feel they have to take. Those are situations that could be on a driver's mind. Those situations can, I'm not saying all, but I am saying those situations can be situations because they can play on a driver's mind. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a situation related to anything that they do outside of their job, whether it's marijuana or whether it's alcohol or any other things. There's things that could cause a driver, you know, to stray and do things because of the amount of stress that is put on them through the company, or, you know, in their job expectations for the minimum. You know, those are things that can affect a driver's performance because it's constantly on their mind. So I think that most companies need to, in a lot of situations, consider a driver's mental state as far as pay, home time, you know what I mean? Just, you know, and a lot of other different things that involve culture and their right, you know, as far as when they're home. There's so many things that needs to be taken into account, because I can understand if a driver's license is not valid or something like that. I get that. But there's so many other things that needs to be taken into account as far as a driver's, anything that would affect his ability to, drive a truck because of something that he may feel that that is weighing on his mind heavily due to a company. You can't ignore that. Again, this is A1. I appreciate you guys listening to me. Stand up as truck drivers. 420, park y'all trucks in support of all the drivers that are having to deal with these issues, faced with these issues. There's a multitude of issues. They're going to be canceling drivers' licenses by the end of 2024 and reducing them down to operator licenses just because they choose to keep their license in their back pocket. Those who have not begin to return to duty status because they may not agree with it. So now they say, okay, like I said, a lot of these drivers could have been just waiting till their 5 years is up. So be it, if that's the case. But now they implement some, say, hey, no, you can't wait till your 5 years is up. You either go in or we're going to reduce your license to an operator license. That is utterly disgusting to me. That is so utterly disgusting to me that they would do that to individuals. Because now it's forcing you to go into a situation and deal with something with SAP. And then if you decide to go and drive, you got to go to a company that's going to accept SAP. And then if there is a company that does, they're going to be a company that's going to potentially take advantage of you for less pay because of the situation you in. So just like a company is going to take advantage of you if you end up signing with a company for them to pay for the cost of you going to truck driving school in your training, don't do it. Do not do it. And again, I'm not discouraging anyone not to do it if that's the only option you have. But if you have other options, obtain your license another way. That's your license. You're free to go anywhere you want. You're not obligated to no company. Again, I appreciate you guys listening. This is A1. I'm just trying to give you guys something to go off of for those new guys that's coming in. I preach diversity. I practice diversity, and it's very important because there's a lot of biases going on culturally, and ethnic groups and all kinds of stuff. And I'm kind of fed up with it, and I see it. And there's just a lot of situations. I see it. So, you know, with me being a person that preach and push diversity, I feel this is something that needs to be addressed with a lot of companies, and drivers need to stand up for what they believe in. 420, park them trucks, park them on the side road. We've seen what you guys can do when you stick together. We've seen the change that it, you know, in the overturning in a driver's conviction of 105 years for a driver who didn't even have anything in his system whatsoever. So, and with also, like I said, with situations where this clearinghouses came into place only because drivers could go somewhere, and not saying that they came in there with bad intentions. Most of these guys, like I said, don't have a record or anything, or not even so much as a ticket. But however, they had a dirty drop. Okay, they were able to leave that company and go in and say, well, man, I might need to give myself a little bit more time. So they'll go to another company and they get the job. But most of these drivers got good records. It's not like It wasn't based off an accident. It wasn't based off, you know, something they did, you know, wrong other than something they did on their off time. And I just feel like drivers need to stand up. They need to stand up and just say, look, you know, we have a voice as well. We're not suggesting to do anything illegal, anything unsafe. However, what we do on our personal time is our personal time. And this is a very stressful job. And alcohol is regulated. And you guys, all you got to do is regulate. And that problem solved. Or otherwise, have breathalyzer tests in every truck and see how many more drivers who will be stuck in each and every state. You will have drivers stuck in state to state periodically all the time. You know, at this point, if any insurance companies are aware of this, there should not ever be another DUI truck driver ever. At this point, when it could have been prevented, and can no insurance company say that it couldn't have been prevented, particularly when you know the truck drivers, you know, potentially ride around with alcohol or can stop at a local bar or could have alcohol in their system, you know, a day after jumping in the truck, they may get an accident, but that don't mean that they were drinking that day. They could just have alcohol in their system from the day before, you know, which would ultimately put them in a situation where, you know, they would have to endure the unfortunate clearinghouse. So again, I appreciate you guys. This is A1. I'm just trying to give it to you raw and straightforward. If you can, get your licenses on your own. Don't be subject and obligated to no trucking company, to no freight company, because the work may not be desirable. And you may want to walk away from there and feel like, I can't because I owe them 2 years. Well, your license is only costing about $4,000 to $5,000, no more than $7,000, and $7,000 is on the high end, and that's something that you will make in 2 months. You don't have to give a company 3 years for something that you will make in 2 months on the low end. I mean, you know, as far as pay on the high end, as far as what it would cost for you to go to school. Appreciate y'all listening to me. This A1. You guys have a good one. Peace out. Love y'all. Diversity all the way. Peace.